आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सायरा मुज्तबा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू इनॉग्रेट एंड ले फाउंडेशन स्टोन ऑफ की इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर एंड इंडस्ट्रियल डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स वर्थ ओवर 18,500 करोड़ रुपीज इन असम टुडे। Prime Minister launches development works worth over 17,500 crore rupees for northeastern states of Manipur and Mizoram. Expresses confidence, a new dawn of hope and trust is rising in Manipur. Hindi Diwas is being observed across the country today. Home Minister Amit Shah to inaugurate 5th Akhil Bharatiya Rajbhasha Sammelan in Gandhinagar. Pilgrimage to Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine postponed till further orders amid heavy rainfall in Jammu and Kashmir. In boxing, India's Jasmine Lamboria clinches gold at World Championships in Liverpool, United Kingdom. And India to take on host China in title clash of Women's Asia Cup hockey in Hangzhou this evening. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of major infrastructure and industrial development projects worth over 18,530 crore rupees in Assam today. The first program will take place in Darang, where Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone of various projects. We have a report.
The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone for the Darang Medical College, Nursing College and GNM School at Mangaldai in Darang district. He will also launch the construction of a new bridge over the river Brahmaputra connecting Guwahati's Narangi and Darang's Kurua and the Guwahati Ring Road project. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will visit the Numaligarh refinery in Golaghat district, where he will inaugurate India's first bamboo-based biorefinery. He will also lay the foundation stone for a polypropylene unit at the refinery. The Prime Minister will depart for Kolkata from Jorhat Airport after concluding his engagement in Assam. Aminul Haq Zuddar, Akashbani News, Guwahati.
Last evening, Prime Minister Modi participated in the 100th birth anniversary celebrations of Bharat Ratna and legendary singer-musician Dr. Bhupen Hazarika at Guwahati. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister asserted that Bhupen Hazarika's songs continue to unite India and give energy to its people. Mr. Modi said the musical Doyen's creations encompass the concept of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. He remarked that the ideals Bhupen Da lived by and the experiences he went through are reflected in his songs. He said the deep love for Mother India in Bhupen Da's music stemmed from his lived commitment to the idea of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. He remarked Bhupen Da's songs and voice continue to bear witness to India's development journey and energize it. The Prime Minister emphasized that the legendary singer-musician gave voice to a united Northeast during the height of violence in the region. On the occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled a 100 rupee commemorative coin and released a biography of the music maestro in 21 languages. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 17,500 crore rupees during his day-long visit to northeastern states of Manipur and Mizoram yesterday. In Manipur, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of several development projects worth over 7,300 crore rupees at Churachandpur and inaugurated various projects worth over 1,200 crore rupees at Imphal. Addressing the gathering in Churachandpur, Mr. Modi affirmed that the government is working with the goal of making Manipur a symbol of peace, prosperity and progress. He remarked that, unfortunately, violence had gripped the remarkable state, but expressed confidence that a new dawn of hope and trust is arriving in Manipur. The Prime Minister said he met with the affected individuals residing in camps during his visit to the state.
आशा और उम्मीद की भूमि है, लेकिन दुर्भाग्य से हिंसा ने इस शानदार इलाके को अपनी चपेट में ले लिया था। मैं उन प्रभावित लोगों से मिला जो कैंप में रह रहे हैं, उनसे बातचीत के बाद मैं कह सकता हूं कि उम्मीद और विश्वास की नई सुबह मणिपुर में दस्तक दे रही है।
The Prime Minister highlighted that establishing peace is essential for development in any region, and over the past 11 years, many long-standing conflicts and disputes in the Northeast have been resolved. Mr. Modi remarked that people have chosen the path of peace and prioritized development. He expressed satisfaction that recently dialogue has taken place with various groups in the hills and valley regions. He stated that these efforts are part of the central government's approach, which emphasizes dialogue, respect, and mutual understanding to establish peace. Speaking in Imphal, the Prime Minister said that helping those affected by violence return to a normal life is a top priority for the government. Mr. Modi highlighted that the government is continuously working to ensure peace and stability in Manipur, emphasizing that the interests of the people must be safeguarded and those forced to live in camps should be able to return to normal life.
मणिपुर में शांति और स्थिरता आए, यहाँ के लोगों के हित सुरक्षित रहे, जो कैंपों में रहने को मजबूर है उनका जीवन फिर पटरी पर आए, इसके लिए हमारी सरकार निरंतर काम कर रही। सरकार द्वारा विस्थापितों के लिए 7000 नए घर स्वीकृत किए गए हैं। हाल ही में केंद्र सरकार ने मणिपुर के लिए लगभग 3000 करोड़ रूपए का विशेष पैकेज भी घोषित किया है.
The Prime Minister stated that it is the collective duty of all to remain firmly on the path of development, asserting that India is poised to become the world's third largest economy. Mr. Modi said the government is determined to ensure that the fruits of development reach every corner of the country, including the remotest parts of the Northeast. From the soil of Manipur, the Prime Minister also addressed his friends in Nepal. He congratulated Sushila Karki on assuming office as the Prime Minister of Nepal's interim government. Nepal's former Supreme Court Chief Justice Sushila Karki became the Prime Minister of the interim government after anti-corruption protests ousted KP Sharma Oli's government. Mr. Modi exuded confidence that Ms. Karki will pave the way for peace, stability and prosperity in Nepal. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl in Mizoram. These projects cater to multiple sectors including railways, roadways, energy, sports, among others. Mr. Modi inaugurated the Bairabi Sairang new rail line worth over 8,000 crore rupees, connecting the capital of Mizoram to the Indian Railways network for the first time. On this Independence Day, from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the next generation of GST reforms. His vision was realized on the 3rd of this month when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. Today, we take a look at the reforms for the health sector.
Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has provided relief to the common man through the significant tax reduction in the healthcare sector. Health and life insurance premiums, which earlier attracted 18% GST, have now been made completely tax-free. This move is expected to lower cost for policyholders and encourage wider insurance coverage across the country. These transformative GST reforms are expected to strengthen the healthcare system across the nation by lowering the cost of medical services for the people. With Dilnashi Arzu, Soumya from Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Morning News. Hindi Divas is being observed across the country today. It was on this day in 1949 that the Constituent Assembly adopted Hindi written in Devanagari script as the official language of the country. Today, Hindi is one of the widely spoken languages in the world and the first language of more than 520 million people. On the occasion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the 5th Akhil Bharatiya Rajbhasha Sammelan at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat today. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel will also be present on the occasion. Our correspondent has the details.
More than 700 officials from various departments of central government will participate in the two-day Sammelan. Various sessions, including a special session on Operation Sindoor, will also be held during the Sammelan. Secretary Department of Official Languages Anshuli Arya said,
Maniya Graha Mantri ji ke netrutv mein Rajbhasha Vibhag mein kai navonmeshi karya ho rahe hain. Sabse bada hai Bhartiya Bhasha Anubhag ki sthapna, jiske baad se kisi bhi rajya से पत्राचार राज्य की प्रथम आधिकारिक भाषा में होना प्रारंभ हो चुका है.
अपर्णा खून, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, अहमदाबाद.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar have extended their greetings on the occasion. In Jammu and Kashmir, the pilgrimage to Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine, which was set to resume today after remaining suspended for several days, has been halted again till further orders due to continuous rainfall in Riyasi district. Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine Board made the announcement yesterday through a social media post. The sacred pilgrimage to the Holy Cave Shrine was temporarily halted on the 26th of last month, just hours before a massive landslide triggered by heavy rains struck the route to the shrine, causing widespread destruction. In international news, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization NATO ramped up its security after a Russian drone violated Romanian airspace last night. The incident prompted Romania to scramble F-16 fighter jets to track the unmanned aircraft for nearly an hour. The latest incursion occurred while Russia was launching a renewed barrage of attacks on Ukrainian ports. It also came days after 19 Russian drones infiltrated the Polish airspace. And now, we have a sports roundup.
In boxing, India's Jasmine Lamboria etched her name in history by clinching a gold medal at the World Championships 2025 at Liverpool in United Kingdom. The Commonwealth Games medalist triumphed in the fiercely contested women's 57kg category final, defeating Poland's Yulia Sheremeta via split 4-1 decision. In hockey, India will take on host China in the title clash of Women's Asia Cup in Hangzhou this evening. The match will start at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India played out a thrilling 1-1 draw against defending champions Japan in a critical Super 4 stage fixture yesterday. In the other Super 4 stage match, China defeated South Korea 1-0, which turned out to be a boon for the Indian side, helping it advance to the final. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Pakistan in a Group A clash of the ongoing T20 Asia Cup tournament at Dubai this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. It is the first time since February this year that these two teams will share the field. In women's cricket, host India will take on Australia in the first one-day international of the crucial three-match series at New Chandigarh today. The match will begin at 1:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And in badminton, India's Lakshya Sen will take on Li Shifeng of China in the men's singles final of the Hong Kong Open Super 500 tournament this morning. Star Indian shuttler Lakshya triumphed over Chao Tin Chen of Chinese Taipei 23-21, 22-20 in the semi-final yesterday. Swati Rakheja from Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Saira. PM pushes to bridge ethnic divide in strife-torn Manipur, headlines Hindustan Times. The Sunday Tribune headlines, on first visit since 2023, ethnic clashes. PM vows to turn Manipur into symbol of peace. India's growth sounds northeast, not possible, writes the Asian Age, quoting the Prime Minister in its headline, adding PM hails Bhupen Hazarika to launch Assam projects today. The Hindu business line carries a picture of a farmer in Punjab's Patiala district showing damaged paddy crop after floodwaters receded. Floods may affect sowing in the upcoming Rabi season, with fertile topsoil washed away. And finally, the Tribune writes about the Fetal Autopsy Museum at Lady Harding Medical College in New Delhi. Museum preserves fetuses as old as 50 years, shows how life fails to take shape at times. And with that, it's back to you, Saira.
Thanks, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Modi to inaugurate and lay foundation stone of key projects worth over 18,500 crore rupees in Assam today. Prime Minister launches development works worth over 17,500 crore rupees for northeastern states of Manipur and Mizoram, expresses confidence, a new dawn of hope and trust is rising in Manipur. Hindi Diwas being observed across the country today. Pilgrimage to Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine postponed till further orders. In boxing, India's Jasmine Lamboria clinches gold at World Championships in Liverpool, and in India to take on host China in title clash of Women's Asia Cup hockey this evening. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a great day.